is preparing to process an influx of ships as crews continue clearing the mangled wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the main channel into the port. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in rally mode. The Dow is up 162 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Former U.S. Congressman Mo Brooks is railing against the Alabama Republican Party for not getting any closer to closing the primary election process. Brooks spoke at the Marshall County Republican Club in Guntersville this week, where he said that getting better leadership within the party to deal with national issues starts with the state party determining that only Republicans can participate in the primary voting process. Brooks says he is baffled by the fact that the Republican Party leadership has failed to fight for that right, and that a closed primary would prevent members from the opposite party from crossing over and affecting a local, county, or state outcome in a primary election. Brooks says it's the equivalent of having Alabama football coaches determine which Auburn players will start the game and what the football plays will be. Brooks says that people who don't like Republicans or the convictions within the party should not be choosing the Republican nominees. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Jefferson County Sheriff's deputy is currently on administrative leave after being charged with domestic violence. 38-year-old Terry O'Neill was booked in the Shelby County Jail on Easter Sunday after an arrest was made that same day at a residence in Alabaster. O'Neill was released on bond on Monday. An 18-year-old Bay Minette man is facing assault charges for a shooting that occurred in Gulf Shores at the end of March at the height of the spring break. Gregory Tate was at a hearing this past Tuesday where his bond was set at $200,000 along with house arrest and a GPS ankle monitor. Tate must also have zero contact with the shooting victim. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Mahurg Road, Wetumpka.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Okay.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're back to the echo chamber, unfortunately, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Let's see.
I can't hear you, but, you know, if you're...
You want to go to the second one?
Let's try that.
We'll just keep doing this for a while. Okay. It's like old school. It's like old AM radio. That'll be fine. Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get back to Stan McDonald. We were talking about some of the ethics reform stuff, and I'm shocked at what it sounds like they are doing in Montgomery. Stan, we appreciate you taking time with us today, and you were explaining to us that there is an effort afoot to have the ability to receive unlimited gifts again, and that's just mind-boggling that is going on. But then again, a number of legislators in 2024 don't believe that Alabamians are paying attention. Maybe we're not, and that's the perfect time to do things they shouldn't be doing.
There's three different ways to get not only unlimited gifts if you're a legislator under this new legislation, but not only is it unlimited, Scott, it's undisclosed. That's good work if you can get it in politics if you are unscrupulous. This is an Unscrupulous Legislators Relief Act is what this is. These are people who knew not the urgency of the day in 2010. These are people who decided to run as a Republican because that's what you got to do these days. This is the fruit of our good work and good labor that now you have to be a Republican to win in Alabama. But what that means is people who are trying to be somebody, not true believers, are now occupying the seats down there.
Yes.
That's what this is. So let me go over the three ways that you can take unlimited money under this Matt Simpson allowance.
Okay.
And undisclosed money. The three ways. Number one. Let whoever wants to, lobbyist, whomever, give the money to somebody that's not your lawfully married spouse or minor children. That means money, unlimited, undisclosed, can go to dear old mom and dad, dear old brother, or children of the majority, in the majority. Not to mention cousins or business partners, for crying out loud. Secondly, the next way to do it is all you got to do is say, and you can take it directly, all you got to do is say, that lobbyist is my friend. That lobbyist is my friend. Now, the only way it gets prosecuted under that is if you can prove specifically, I'm using lawyerly terms here, prove specifically that there was an agreement that you got to do this to do that. It's a what we call quid pro quo. If you do this, I will do that. That's the other thing. And you got to disprove that they were friends. The third thing is,
How do you disprove that they were friends? I mean, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we've never been fishing. We don't, you know, we don't hang out at the ball games. But so how do you disprove whether or not you're friends with somebody?
Yeah, that's kind of my point, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It really is.
Now, the third thing is
a huge loophole.
Now, there's prohibited principles. That's a language that can't give money, but guess what? The prohibited principles is very narrow. Let's just say that there's a company in Alabama, and I won't use any of the big names, any of the big mules. You know, maybe that would be unfair. So let's just call it Widgets Alabama Inc. Widgets Alabama Inc., if they have an employee who is not directly involved in directing their lobbying efforts, they can give unlimited amount of money, and it's undisclosed. Unlimited amount of money, and it's undisclosed. And also, you know, you would have to prove that there was a writing that it was designed to influence legislation. I mean, what kind of Montgomery lawyer could not drive an 18-wheeler through all of that?
Right.
Every bit of it. So I am asserting, Scott, in my years of experience, I am a member of the Alabama Ethics Commission. I'm not paid to do that. There are no perks in it. I've been around for a long time. My father fought legalized gambling when he was chairman of the Rules Committee in the Alabama Senate in the 70s and 80s, and I saw it as a young man, the blackmail and extortion they would have liked to have done against him. It is a nasty, filthy, worst, rotten of the type who will ever slither through the halls of the Alabama legislature, and we're opening the doors to those people, and this Alabama ethics so-called law reform thing is doing nothing but, you know, paving the way for those guys to have a better way in Alabama. It is utterly sinful what this Alabama House has tried and really still wants to do. And I hope these senators, my good friends who I know better than this, like Sam Gavan and Arthur Orr and Dan Roberts, and I pray to God there will be others. But we know that those guys know what's going on.
Stan, very good, brother.
I didn't talk to Dan about it, but I know Dan.
Right. Well, we appreciate you giving us an update, and hopefully we'll be able to get a couple of more updates in the next couple of weeks from different people as they go through the process. That is unbelievably concerning. And absolutely.
I want to be on the Scott Beeson Show, unfiltered with Matt Simpson, and debate and talk about, heads up, you make the rules, let him, he brags about being a prosecutor, face my cross-examination, about this gift allowance that's going to let people get unlimited dollars undisclosed.
That's you got it. Oh, I think we have a question. Allison wants to ask you something.
Yeah, and that's a good, just real quickly, I'm curious, because I mean, I've watched Matt Simpson. He seems nice enough. He seems kind of puppety, a little squishy. My guess is this isn't his idea. So two kind of questions that go together. Who is really pushing this? He's the one that is sponsoring and taking the heat for it. And maybe he does want it, but there's got to be bigger groups that are asking for this. And what is their reasoning? Why are they saying we need this change?
Stan McDonald believes that it's the gamblers that are behind it. Stan McDonald believes that there's a lot of money in the gambling industry. Stan McDonald believes that what you do is you take that money that you make and you finance the campaigns of people. And Stan McDonald believes that the more that that's legal and uninhibited, the more influence that you're going to have to keep your gambling interest in place and to expand it all the more in the years ahead. And I say that, I think I would qualify as an expert witness in a court of law about politics in the state of Alabama. I know that I would.
Maybe we'll see if we can get Representative Matt Simpson on here just to answer some of these questions and just tell us why he thinks we need this. I think it's good for constituents to hear from their representatives, and maybe there's a side of it that we're not seeing. I don't know. I know the Attorney General has come out against it, but there are a lot of people that are saying this is really good, and I just don't know how this works out well. I mean, to me, when Alabama is ranked number 4 in the nation for, what do they call it, legal corruption? Mm-hmm. What in the world? To me, this is legal corruption. Why do we need to expand what's legally corrupt? But we'll see. We'll ask Representative Simpson if he wants to come on, and then maybe you can join us as well.
This is a fastball right down the middle for true Republicans to knock out of the park and say Alabama is not open for business for corrupt politics anymore.
You got it. Stan McDonald, we appreciate you, brother. Have a great day, and we'll keep a close eye on this. Thanks for your patience through our fun time with the buttons. See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. You're welcome. Let's get back up to your phone calls. David wants to weigh in. David, welcome to the program.
Oh, man, what a great interview you had there. You know, if he was still on, I wasn't sure if I heard him right. Did he say that they actually wanted to call those bribes a gift allowance?
Yeah, that's kind of what it's been called for a long time, a gift allowance. And you know, there's always the complication. When we first passed that ethics reform bill years and years and years ago, and then I was talking about trying to use the wording of de minimis, part of the problem was it applies to all state employees, because you can't be buying four-wheelers for the inspector in the highway department. You know what I'm saying? Say you got to get something done with the Secretary of State. You can't be buying four-wheelers for them either. Well, it turns out that there's some other employees that people don't really consider employees and everybody loves and cherishes, and that is your elementary school teachers. So the first round of bills made it a crime for little Sally to bring, you know, what do they always get? The stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond for Christmas? Well, all of a sudden, yeah, that was a crime. Yes, and then, and then everybody's like, well, we didn't mean that. I'm like, oh, so now you care about my word de minimis. Oh, now I'm not an idiot when I was an idiot before. So it's one of those things where the goal is to try to get, okay, look, it doesn't matter. If David, if I was still in the legislature and you called me up and said, hey, can I take you to lunch? I really need to talk to you about, I don't know, the law concerning the striping of country roads. And I'd be like, okay, I really
don't
want to.
It could be $1 billion.
Well, it could be, but, and you said, hey, look, I'll get you a cheeseburger. Will you come and talk to me about it? Now, here's my point. If I am so corrupt as a legislator, if I'm so lightweight that you buying me a cheeseburger makes me vote with you, then I just need to be replaced no matter what. And most of us should say no one is that cheap. Maybe there are some. But again, if you were buying me a four-wheeler, then somebody would have to say, wow, David really cares about that. That's not just a common thing. You know, if I wanted to ask you about anything and we're just friends, I'm liable to say, hey, I'll buy you a Coke. I'll buy you a coffee. I'll buy you a cheeseburger. And the goal was to not make everybody a criminal. Now the legislature, according to Stan, is trying to get rid of that and basically say you can take anything from anybody as long as you're friends. You say it doesn't affect specific legislation, and I forgot what the other one was, but that's 180 degrees out of phase from everything we've tried to do going back to 2010. That just opens way too many doors.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you mention that, because if you remember all the way back when Jimmy Carter's brother,
Billy.
Yeah, Billy Carter. Yeah, they were trying to claim that Billy Carter was taking gifts in the name of Jimmy. And boy, they were out after all of them. And it's funny, if you're keeping up with the Clarence Thomas business with this real estate guy down there in Texas, Harlan Crow. Yeah, Harlan Crow claimed that he was a friend of Clarence Thomas, and that he was just doing a friend pal, taking him on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, now they've studied his yacht, and it turns out that his yacht is registered as a, it's registered two ways. It's his personal yacht, and then he has it also registered as a cruise ship. And
okay,
so that he can take people on cruises. But he was not listing Clarence Thomas as a friend. They're playing both sides against the tax man. And,
well, of course they are.
Right. And
yeah, I know, but we're not opposed to that, are we?
Well, yes, because
Here's my thing, and I don't mean to be argumentative. Remember how in the conversation I said, you know, my goal is not to send regular people to jail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very good chance that when you have a cruise ship, you know, I don't even play in that rich people world. I don't know all that stuff, but I do know enough about the way the press works to go ahead and take, all right, look, this is the way you do your taxes. This is the way everybody does their taxes when they own a yacht and all this kind of stuff, and then start to kind of twist it into, oh, well, this is a business, therefore it's very, very corrupt. It's not your friend. I'm just saying, let's be very, very careful before we jump to the conclusion that it's criminal activity.
Well, it's funny because I come from a family where my great-great-great-great-grandpappy signed the Declaration of Independence. And okay. We were always raised to understand that we, the people, own this country. And there are con artists, that are ripping us off by, coming up with excuses why we should pay a higher dollar for road tar than is reality. Why the hospitals are allowed to overcharge us by 900%, why the schools are falling apart, why we, the taxpayers, are getting cheated on a regular basis.
You're right. Hey, David, I got to take a break. The computer's coming up, brother. You're welcome to stay over. We'll be back.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes, sir.
You can't hear me now, Scott?
Yes, I can.
Wait, did you hear Scott sneezing?
No.
Oh, shoot.
I hear me echoing terribly bad, though. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me now, Scott?
Yeah, I think we're...
Do we sound normal?
There's a bit.
You're way low, Scott. Talk back to us.
There is a hum.
Yeah.
There's a hum.
That's all right. Can Scott talk?
I think I'm going
to... Is Scott talking? Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's great.
You can hear me. Okay.
But what?
I'm going to dim my microphone because something's not right here. But y'all continue.
Okay. All right. How's that?
All right, let's try to take a phone call. How was that? I didn't see anything change. let's go out to the phones and let's see if we can just talk to Bill. See if we can hear Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Wait, Scott. David's still with us, Scott.
Oh, David, are you still on there?
Oh, sure.
David.
Yeah, I hear that.
No. Let me see. How about now, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can hear David.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, well, y'all talking to David. No,
okay,
I can't.
David. Okay, but what else you got?
Well, I was going to say the technical part of the hum.
No, this is not going to work. Sorry.
No. Okay, so I don't know what happened. Sky, what's happening on your end?
Well, I have a terrible echo. What y'all have done up there? But I can't talk.
How about now? Can you talk now?
Testing.
I can hear David great, and then it just hung up.
Well, that's because the echo.
Well, put it back on. Let's see if we can hear him now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about now?
Just to wrap it up,
people
own this country.
It's just unacceptable. Sorry. No, whatever you did, put it back.
No, we haven't been able to did nothing. So it's all good. You want to try a different phone line?
Sure.
Let's try Clark.
Clark, welcome to the program.
All right.
Oh, you're in that cote.
Sounds like y'all can continue with the show without phones.
Yeah, we can. Absolutely. So, all right, we'll figure out how to do the phones or whatever has happened to the internet. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear Sky talking?
I can hear Sky. Can you not hear Sky?
Yeah. All right. So we're just going to act like Sky's not there. That's what he said to do.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a perfect time for one of y'all's lists.
Do you want me to do my boring segment?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. You've been saving that.
Yeah.
Allison.
It's so boring, but it's so important.
Is it more boring than the boring I brought up the other day, but we never got to? I need to see.
I can't remember what your boring is. What's your boring?
I'll show you my boring on my phone so that you guys can give approval, yay or nay, to a boring topic. No, you go first.
All right.
I'm just going to show this to you.
I'm a little frustrated. You know, we've asked Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter to come on the show. I haven't heard back from his comms director yet. So I'm not saying he's not coming on, but I wanted to give him the opportunity to talk about there are some really, really good conservative bills that have come out of committee. And after a bill passes through committee, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, it goes on this master calendar, the House regular order calendar.
It does, which is just a big catalog.
It's just a list of like things that have passed committee, and then the rules chairman, who is Joe Lovern in the House. Mm-hmm. He's the rules chairman. He's from Auburn. And then the speaker, Nathaniel Ledbetter. Basically, doesn't it come down to those two then choose?
Yeah, and there's a lot of games that are played and pretending that the committee decides, but those two guys decide.
Ultimately, because the buck stops with them.
Yes,
of what gets to...
Because it's like any committee hearing. Say there's a bill that the speaker doesn't want on, or the rules chairman doesn't want on. He doesn't give the committee the opportunity to put that on. But if he wants one on, he can get it put on there.
So if it passes through committee, mm-hmm. there's some really
The regular committees. Yes.
Okay. Passes through. Do mm-hmm. those pass through if the speaker doesn't want them
if
to
the
pass through?
If the speaker doesn't want them. Yeah, they can pass out of committee. Now, if there's one he really, 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 really doesn't want, he'll have them go kill it in the health committee or kill it in the education committee or whatever. Okay. They'll say we need to have a committee study it. We're gonna have it studied. We're gonna have it looked at or whatever. So he can really keep one over there so it's really dead.
And then,
but most of the time the committee chairman pass bills out and they go on the regular order calendar. That means nothing.
That means nothing.
Be the 700th bill in a row if you took them in order. Regular order.
Okay.
Order. So to be voted on one day, they have to put it on a special order calendar that says, hey, here's the 5 things we're going to vote on today. Here are the 10 things we're going to vote on today. Here's the 1 thing we're going to vote on today. And when they do that, there's a very good chance of it passing.
So we have this great regular order calendar that has some really good conservative bills on it. What you're also bumping up against is we're running out of legislative days. The legislature can only be in session for 30 days. We're on day like 16 or 17.
Yeah, 30 meeting days.
And so what happens is it's got to pass out of committee. Then once it does, it's got to pass through the House. And then it's got to go to the Senate. And then
go to committee again.
And so you start running out of days where you can actually pass legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So my boring segment, I'm setting it up, we'll probably have to do it after the break, is I want to read some of these really good bills mm-hmm. that are on the regular order calendar that Speaker Ledbetter and Joe Lovern could pass through to mm-hmm. take to the floor for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
These were on the calendar last week.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're in session.
Mm-hmm.
This is a full, one of our 30 days is happening this morning. It might even be over because they put 2 of the lamest bills I've ever seen on the special order calendar. 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh,
that's
it. What bills?
I'll have to go look. But it was none of mine.
Right.
Now, there's always a game. There's always a strategy.
There's always.
Mm-hmm. So I am not, maybe there's a strategy here. Maybe they're working and they're holding
on. You're
going
to do the benefit of the doubt thing again?
I'm still doing the benefit of the doubt.
We haven't taught her, have we? She doesn't know.
She's hoping for the best.
She's so sweet.
She's not cynical.
Bless her.
She's nice.
Golly.
But she's sometimes, like I do things that there's a strategy too. And maybe mm-hmm. from the outside it looks one way, but I promise I'm about to stick it to them. Okay, so I'm thinking maybe...
When's the last time you saw them stick it to them with the solid conservative bills?
Well, never. Rarely.
Yeah,
ever.
Rarely.
I mean, we passed DEI. That was good.
Yeah.
Mm. That was good.
Could have, should have been better, stronger. But we had to water it down because why do we have to water it down in this state?
That's a good question,
Why
Scott.
Do we water things down in this state? We need more Republicans?
Well, can I tell the people on the other side what some of these good bills are?
Yes, because this is boring information with Allison.
It matters because it could keep... Never mind.
Are you going to...
Bill Bowal.
Bowal.
Bowal something.
This is good stuff.
We'll be back.
The Harriet 22 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When I'm walking in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor boy. Let's take a picture.
Three.
Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Scott, I don't have that look on your face. You should say, like, yay, or good.
I'm expecting an echo here.
What? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm still having the same problems. Oh, well, you sound good now to us.
Okay.
Let's see what the phones sound like. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Then we'll get back to boring stuff, but I want to hear.
I made a mistake. I need to correct. Yeah, I was wrong.
You have one job. You've been waiting for boring news.
It's been an off day.
With Al. Benoit. Boring news.
I'm trying to make it.
Okay, so what did you tell us wrong while Clark is. We got to hear Clark's
voice.
We'll
go to Clark.
All right, Clark, say something so we can see how it's going.
Is there a lot of reverb on your end?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe a little, but we can hear you. You sound very. We'll pretend we're at the Alabama game.
All right. We had a conversation Tuesday.
That's not going to work.
It doesn't sound that much different than a lot of our calls, but that's okay. Today is a testy day.
Yankee Stadium.
All right, let's go back to Allison. Boring news with Allison. She said they put two lame bills on the calendar today.
Let me go back and just say they're not so lame. I said the lamest bills.
Okay.
They're not...
So what are we doing? Because we've got a list. There's a bunch of good things out there that are just pending and waiting. So what are we doing?
I'm going to tell you what we're doing today. Today they voted or are voting on consumer protection filter requirements on internet-enabled devices, which is actually really good. Okay. When you buy a cell phone, there is a pornography, obscene material filter. Yeah. The way it is now...
It's turned off.
So you are...
Okay, it appears that we are completely off the air at this point. I'm not picking up anything from Allison, Scott, or Amy Beth. Is there anybody out there whatsoever? Can anyone hear me?
Okay, it appears that we are completely off the air at this point. I'm not picking up anything from Allison, Scott, or Amy Beth. Is there anybody out there whatsoever?
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a little break here, play a little music, play some tunes, and see what we can determine what is going on up there in the Birmingham studio, because it is completely a mystery to me at this point. My sincere apologies, everyone, but stand by. We're gonna get you something on right away.
In everybody,
I'm so upset. I was saying some really good things.
How many smart things? How far back did your smart things get cut off?
Sky, what did you hear? Did you hear anything?
All of a sudden, y'all were just gone.
Clean feed went away.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of my story about Representative Givens having to ask KIV permission to pass a bill?
No.
Did you hear any?
Oh, it was good.
It's like God thinks it's really funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Should we do it again?
So what was the second bill?
These are the two bills we're tackling on day 19. Okay. So we're
11 days left.
Traffic infractions requires a citing agency to notify a minor's parent or guardian when the minor receives a traffic citation.
Aren't the parents already going to know that when it gets reported to their insurance agency?
Are these people not
very bright? Like, is that our problem?
Is that the job of the state?
Like, is that their job?
The poor guy giving the tickets, which I'm not for giving tickets, but doesn't he have enough to do? Who's calling the parents?
I mean, how do they not know? Automatically know it gets reported to your insurance.
So
how do you not know that?
Our troopers can't turn in illegal aliens. We can't detain them, but we're going to call when your teenager gets a ticket. Right?
These are top priorities in Alabama.
We'll be back. Hopefully, maybe we might.
Listen here, baby. Stop acting so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just come play with me and you won't get burned.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I have no idea how Sky sounds. I know how no idea how the listeners sound. Sky, you want to try it again?
Still gonna have the echo. I can tell when I had the music up.
Really? You sound good to us. I don't know what happened.
No, this is so good. It gives me more time for boring news with Allison. Because we can't talk to anybody else.
Boring Alabama news. It's got to be a way to get to banal.
Banal?
Boring.
What does that mean? Like
Alabama plain.
News.
News.
Al.
Al.
Banal.
Okay, so banal news. I don't know what it means. Somebody, I don't know what didymus means.
Didymus
is Paul from the Bible, right?
Like Peter. Yeah.
Some biblical.
No, it is.
Didymus.
De minimis.
Hold on, everybody. Let's do it like the electric company. Mm-hmm.
De minimis. Of the little bit. The minimum.
A minimum. Yes.
So a big word for a little thing.
Yes. The little.
I'm going to go back to the great story about KIV.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the story, and we're talking about legislation and how it gets passed in the state of Alabama. And boring, ordinary, and not original. I'm banal.
Just the news segment. Boring Alabama news, Allison. Banal, B-A-N-A-L.
Fine, I'll take it. Okay. This is not boring, though. So what we were saying before everything shut off was that there's this unnatural connection between really the branches of government in Alabama. The legislature doesn't do anything without the blessing of the governor. So much so that when we were at the Alabama GOP dinner, Representative Givens from down south was getting an award. And this award that Chairman John Wall was giving her was for her work on the baby boxes that we've had. What's her name? Lee Marshall.
Yes.
Come on and talk about. And they're putting these baby boxes in fire stations. Mm-hmm. Great, great bill. You would think you wouldn't need permission to even talk about it, but Givens has handed her award, and she leans over and she asks Chairman Wall if she can go to the microphone and say something. And she goes to the microphone. KIV is in the audience. Mm-hmm. And she looks down at Governor Ivey and says, Governor Ivey, I just want to thank you so much. I came to you and asked your blessing on this bill, and you said yes. And we wouldn't have these baby boxes if it weren't for you. And I'm sitting there going, what?
Wait a second.
What did I just hear? Mm-hmm. Like the gas tax thing, I get. Mm-hmm. But we can't pass baby boxes without getting a blessing from the governor? Like, are these the weakest legislators ever that don't have the kahunas to just say, I'm going to file this legislation because it's the right thing to do? Like, what? Is that normal, Scott?
I never asked the governor, any governor, a governor, for permission on any of my legislation. If they wanted to weigh in, if they wanted to be on the team, great. I mean, I was all for it. I hope they're for it. But never did I ask permission or get blessing or never.
I mean, so I was
especially
there
on the mundane stuff, like the stuff that
doesn't matter,
that people are just should be for. Right.
So two things. So not only did I watch her do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We were sitting at the same table and you think, this is...
And she's new too, right?
She's new, but I had the same thought as Allison, but as I'm listening to you guys talk, as I'm listening to talk of a more centralized government situation, it sounds like communism. I mean, centralized planning? Yeah.
No, if
you've got people who aren't actually Republicans, maybe 10 down there really are. Mm-hmm. And yet you've even got people who are going up, bowing down and kissing the ring. I remember when I ran for office, you had to kiss the ring. And I sat there the whole time and thought, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. Mm-hmm. But it is what they do to own you. But what you're telling me, though, sounds like communism and centralized government.
Maybe a little monarchy thrown in there.
That should be free and were not. Or is that just me? Am I just